What's going on, people? It's your boy, Kalichi, back with another episode of the Ramblin' Mind Podcast. How are each and every single one of y'all doing today? I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. I hope y'all are doing all the things you know you ought to do during these times, my friends. I want to start something new on the podcast where I'll be sharing reviews that people have left on the podcast, whether it be on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. The review for this week is from Rich Kimmy, which thank you so much for leaving a review. She said, one of my fave podcasts. Wow, this is a blessing to my heart. She said, found him on YouTube and Kalichi is such a positive, energetic, and entertaining person to listen to and learn from. Great work on the podcast. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That means a lot. That really, really means a lot to me, seeing other people who enjoy some of the things that I talk about. If you can go and leave a 5-star review, or maybe not 5-star, let me know if you like the podcast, don't like the podcast, just leave a review, whether it be on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. I will read it out every single time I hop on the mic to make a new episode. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about offense and defense of your money, playing offense and defense with your money. If you don't know, right now is American football season here in the United States. For all my international viewers, you've probably heard of American football and you're like, why do these guys just smash each other on a field all game long? It's actually really entertaining once you understand what's going on. But in American football, there are two sides of the ball. There's a defensive side of the ball, which we all understand is trying to prevent the team from scoring, and then you have the offensive side of the ball. Unlike in other sports where it's more transitional, where both one set of players play both offense and defense, in American football, it's two different sets of players playing offense and then on defense. And it gives a very easy way to share an analogy that I've thought about when it comes to our finances, and gives a very good way for you to think about your finances, which is both thinking about your finances in a defensive side of the world and also in an offensive frame as well. So when we think about our money in that sense, what's included when we start thinking about our money as a defense or playing defense with our money? I will include playing defense with your money to be things such as, I didn't want to forget it, so I wrote it down below me. It includes your emergency fund, tracking your expenses, creating a spending plan for your money, paying off your debts, especially your high interest debts. That's things like your auto loans and your credit cards and those kind of loans, making sure you're paying that off, even your student loans, personal loans, those kind of things. These are the things that is included when you think about playing defense with your money, because what you're doing is you're protecting your money. You're protecting yourself by having an emergency fund. If anything should happen, it's not going to ruin your entire financial life. By paying off your debt, it means that you're not having to continue trying to figure out, where am I going to get my money from? Where am I going to get money to save for this and do that and do this? It protects you by making a spending plan, by creating a spending plan for your money. It guides you, helps you protect the downside. It helps you ensure that you're moving in the right way. It helps you ensure that at the end of the day, at least I have a blueprint of how I want to move ahead. And tracking your expenses is just for you to keep on top of it, to make sure like nothing is going crazy. And if any one of these companies are overcharging me, I know when they're overcharging me, because I'm keeping an eye on how they're spending or on how I'm spending my money to make sure nothing seems out of the loop. That is what playing defense with your money is. On the other side, we have offense. Offense, as we all know, is a lot more fun. Offense is where we get all the highlights. It's one of the best parts of watching any sporting events. We don't really like watching tackles as much as we do watching somebody score points, whether it be in basketball, soccer, football, or any of these sports. We love watching highlights of people doing crazy things when they have the ball. It's a lot more fun. And it's the same way when it comes to our finances. When we talk about offense, I'm talking about things like investing your money, because you're getting your money to grow and work on your behalf. Investing your 401k, investing your IRA, investing in an HSA, or investing in a regular brokerage account, or even more crazy investing, like investing in a startup, investing in a small business to help it get off the ground, angel investing. A lot of these things are a lot more fun. Or it's also playing offense is growing your income, finding ways to add more dollars in your pocket, whether it be by getting raises at work, or maybe you start a side hustle to make some more money, or maybe you build out and grow a business. These are parts of the offensive part of your money. But it's not just about growing your money. It's also the offensive part is enjoying your money. It's spending your money on the things that you love, whether that be with travel, whether it be eating out, whether it be going shopping. This is the offensive part of making money. This is the beauty of you taking your money and making money and actually using it for the things that you love. This is you giving money away. This is you helping your family out. This is you doing all the things that you love to do, whether it's for yourself or for other people. It just happens to be that some of these things actually cost money. And this is the offensive part of your money. It's a lot more fun to talk about the offense than it is to talk about the defense. We don't like talking about the defense that much. But here's the thing, you need both. You need both the offensive side of your money and the defensive side of your money. Because the defensive side of your money protects your downside. It ensures that regardless of what happens, you're going to be fine. The offensive side of your money ensures that you can live life to the fullest. That you can live life the way that you want to live life. This is how you continue moving into that zone of financial freedom. This is where you move more and more into financial independence. So you can exert yourself on life to determine how you want life to go. However, both of these sides of money have detriments. They have negatives. They have not so positive things that can happen if we over-focus on one side of the ball, as I was going to say. If we over-focus on one side of our money. For example, if we focus too heavily on our defensive side, where we're only looking at risks, where we're only looking at what can go wrong, where we never look for opportunities outside of what we already know how to do, where we're always looking for how do I save a little bit of money on my peanuts? How do I save a little bit of money on broccoli? How do I save a little bit of money on gas? How do I do X, Y, and Z? Which those are fine. It is actually paramount that we are frugal to a certain level. It is paramount that we use the offers that we have out here, that we use the benefits, the discounts that we can get when we're shopping. You can use all the things to be able to help us to save money. But the problem is if we focus too heavily on that, we miss out on so much more. Plus, playing the game of just defense is such a mental task. It is such an exhausting task to always feel like you have to search for the best deal, to always feel like you have to find where the sales are, to always feel like I have to get the best of the best of the best. It can get very taxing on ourselves. And what can happen is when we focus so much on the defense, we miss out on opportunities on the offense. We miss out on hanging out with friends because we're always looking at the price tag. We miss out on opportunities to invest our money because we're always thinking about the risk and the downside without thinking of the possibility of what could happen as well. We miss out on helping people around us because we're always like, well, I don't think I have enough money, so I can't help anybody else. We're always afraid of what could happen next. We never think about, hey, maybe I should ask for more money at work. Maybe there's ways that I can increase my income. Maybe there's ways that I can invest this money. Maybe there's ways that I can enjoy my money by going on trips with my family, with my friends, eating out, doing the things that I actually love. Because at the end of the day, when we're on a deathbed, the most important thing is the memories that we shared. The memories that we were able to create with those around us, the relationships that we were able to build. But when we focus so heavily on our defensive side, we never get the chance to be able to enjoy life the way that we want to enjoy life. But here's the thing, even on the offensive side, there is a downside to it. If we spend too much time focused on increasing income, not focusing on how are we actually spending the money that's coming in our pockets, if we focus so much on like, as long as I'm making more money, as long as I'm bringing in more money, everything is fine. We can end up putting ourselves in a terrible position. I always like to say, it's not about how much money you make, it's about how much money you keep. So if you're somebody who for every $1 that you make, you're spending $2, that's not helping you. You're always going to be in a situation where you can't ever stop, where you can't ever relax, where you can't ever take the breaks to enjoy the things that you actually want to do. Because guess what you're doing to yourself? You're shooting yourself in the foot. You may be making that money. You may know exactly all the triggers to press and how to make money easily. And you know how to be an entrepreneur to make more and more and more and more and more money. But it doesn't matter if every time you make money, you just spend it and you have a massive hole for every dollar that comes in. You spend two. That's not helping you. That's shooting yourself in the foot. That's causing you to never actually live up to your full potential. Or if you're like some people who just have this YOLO mentality of like, well, you can't take the money with you, so, and you only live once. I heard a proverb the other day. It said that, yes, you only live once, but if you do it right, you only need to live once. But if we focus so much on I can make more money, I can always create more money, or we focus so much on, oh, I got to do this with my friend, and I got to go on this trip that they invited me to last second. I got to go out to eat dinner, but I know I can't really afford it. I got to buy this new thing that I saw on Instagram. I got to do X. I got to do Y. If you focus so much on just living life, enjoying life, doing all the offensive things of life, and never actually take care of the bottom things like paying off your debts, having an emergency fund, making a plan for your expenses. If you never do that, you will never actually enjoy life, because there will always be this cloud over you. There will always be you looking around the corner of when is the next disaster going to strike, because disasters do strike. Disasters do strike. And if you're not ready because you didn't take care of the defensive part of things, it can completely obliterate you. So this is why it's so important that we do both. That we don't just play defense and we're so focused on the downside and we're so focused on trying to save every single dollar that we can possibly save. But we're also not so focused on the offensive side, where all we do is we're looking for how do I spend my money again? How do I buy this thing? How do I spend money on that thing? Or we're focused so much on, oh, I just need to hustle more. I just need to hustle more. I just need to make more money. And as long as I make more and make more and make more, I'll be fine. If we focus so much on that side, on either one of these sides, we live a life that's left with gaping holes, where we have regrets. Where we have regrets. So it's important for us to do both. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. It's not easy. I'm still trying to learn how to be better at doing both. I'm very defensive minded. I love to look at trying to find the best deals. I love to try and save money anywhere I can possibly save money. I focus so much on how can I cut out things from my expenses? How can I make sure that I'm saved? How do I save more money? How do I remove things from my expenses? Where I should be focusing on how can I increase my income? How do I ask for another raise? How do I make sure that I can make some more money from my side hustles? Maybe turning my side hustles into more income. It takes both sides. This is where greatness happens. If you look at some of the greatest players, if we take basketball, for example, it's not just that they were great on one side of the ball. For example, Michael Jordan, we don't just praise Michael Jordan because he can drop 50 on your head, but because he also played that defense. Because he could dominate on the defensive side. LeBron James, the same thing. Kobe Bryant, the same thing. These dudes were beasts, not just because they could score, but because they could also play defense. Because they could hold it down to help their team out. And it's the same way when it comes to our finances. We have to play both defense and offense. Is it hard? Yes. But this is how we create greatness for ourselves. This is how we open doors to opportunities that we can't even fathom right now. This is how we make the life that we want. This is how we achieve financial freedom. This is how we get to where we want to get to. It's not just by trying to cut your expenses. It's also by you increasing your income and investing your money. And also spending your money on the things that you love. By creating a plan for your dollars. By creating a plan of how you're going to spend your money. So, we need to take the time out to create our plan, but also to enjoy life. Is it a hard balance? Yes. But I promise you, if you're able to do this, everything changes. And life gets just that much sweeter. But anyway, that's all I got for y'all. I hope y'all learned one, maybe two things out of this entire thing. And if you did, hit that like button. If you enjoyed it, hit the subscribe button. And if you're looking for a way to get started on creating a plan for your money, or creating and starting to put systems in place for your money, I have a few episodes linked down in the description and a few blog posts to just get you started on some of the basics of money. And if you want to work with me, you can DM me on Instagram, and we can work together to put some kind of plan together for your money so you can start living life to the fullest. where you have both the defense under control and you're able to start taking charge on offense. But anyway, I'm gonna catch y'all up on the next one. Remember, generosity is always greater than greed. God bless each and every single one of y'all. And remember, leave a review. I'm gonna read it out next episode. I'm gonna catch y'all up on the next one. God bless each and every single one of y'all. I'll see you later. Peace.